It's great to hear you, Norm. I'm amongst the walking wounded also. I got birthday number 61 coming, and, you know, I have stenosis, which is a degenerative, like an arthritic condition in my neck. But, you know, we just keep on keeping on, you know. And in regards to participation in the rooms, I went through an intense period of time on Pal Talk quite a few years ago now, trying to absorb as much as I could, and at the same time doing my own independent studying, which most of us have gone through. And what I found was that you reach a point, you kind of reach a, not a saturation point, because that I don't believe ever completely happens. You know, we work towards a, you know, a fuller understanding of the Bible. And what I discovered anyways was that I reached a point where I felt as if it was time to get out there. You know, it was time to be the ambassador. It was time to, you know, I felt equipped at least at the foundational level of our salvation, which is the most important beginnings for all of us, is to establish our salvation, and not just to establish it, but to understand what it is and how to convey it. And that's what these Pal Talk rooms for me have been. It's an ongoing learning process, but I think once I felt comfortable that I could convey the gospel of Christ to others, and doing it in a biblical way where I could take them to scripture and I could show them things, well, then I found that I was less and less a participant online to some of the Pal Talk rooms, only because I felt like I say, I'm equipped now. Now it's time to put it into action. Now it's the time to, you know, do what God's will really is for all of us in the body of Christ, and that is to bring the gospel to other people. So, in regards to the room, Norm, I kind of see it this way. There's a lot, like tonight, I was doing my laundry and stuff. So I've got the room on, I'm listening, and at the same time I'm doing stuff that I have to get done. But I feel, as I think, all of us should, that, you know, we are a fellowship. And even though some of us, you know, may be away from the keyboard or not hearing every single word that's being said, I think just our participation and having our name there, it's not unlike kind of a petition where, you know, you're lending your name to the truth. And, you know, what better place to do it than this format, which is the most significant and the most important thing that we can ever identify ourselves with. So, you know, sometimes I'm busy getting ready to go to work or whatever the case may be. I feel it's important in terms of the fellowship that, you know, that we have our name there if it's possible, and add support to, you know, the rooms and at the same time recognizing hopefully that when we, each one of us, reach that point of comfort, the Holy Spirit working within you, that you feel equipped to spend more time bringing the fellowship out to the ambassadorship and presenting the gospel of Christ to as many people as are either willing to listen or have questions for us. And, you know, that's the most important thing for me right now. I've met a lot of people that I won't say have accepted Christ as their Savior, but I've met a lot of people willing to listen, and I've met a lot of people that have taken the other stand, that they've rejected him. But, you know, that's not our job. It's not our job to be salesmen. It's not our job to be convincing anyone. You know, it's our job to present it. Just give the words, the gospel of Christ. If they want to ask questions, as most of us did before we got a handle on the unique ministry of Paul and right division, then that's the way it is, you know. But I felt for the longest time that I had been given the opportunity to see what for me was this incredible opening of what the real word of truth was and is. And so I became, as much as I could, a sponge to all that. But, you know, as scripture says, you know, to work out your salvation, you know, put it into action. And in doing that, you are fulfilling the will of God in all our lives. And that is that all men come to the knowledge of the truth, and also that he would have all men to be saved. So as far as not being around, Norm, you know, I understand it, and I understand exactly what you're saying in regards to, you know, the physical problems that you're having. But I would say whenever you're available to pop your name on there and listen in the background or whatever, then that's what I do. So, again, it's good to see all you guys and gals. Hi, puppies. That's about it for me right now.